Good morning, everyone. Okay, so to continue on from the first presentation, I walk out of the elevator, I drive home, and now I'm at home with my husband. And we decide to go to a dinner party. So now, based in a little reality, when my husband and I do go to a dinner party, it never fails. Someone always asks, what do you do for a living? Where do you work? So I mention that I work for CDC, and with that, I usually get someone telling me about their child who has an ear infection, and I let them know that they should go to their pediatrician, that this is really public health. Or we get other people asking me, well, what disease do you work in? And then it gets interesting. So I mention public health informatics. And with that, a lot of people give me a puzzled look, and they say, well, what disease is informatics? And depending upon how many cocktails they have, I then decide to ask them to define public health informatics. So some people might say it's related to IT, and are you the computer department? And I mention, no, that's ITSO. And with that, they say, what's ITSO? And then I realize, oh, that's the whole acronyms of CDC. We won't go there. And then I proceed to try to describe to them what is public health informatics. Now, I bring up this little story to mention we often talk about what are the pipelines we need to fill and educate in public health informatics. And I would say an important pipeline we need to think about is the general public. If we educate parents, they then can go to their practitioner and ask questions about, do I have vaccines? Are they an electronic medical record? If someone was sick, is this being tracked and traced on a national level? I think we need to really think about grassroots efforts at every level when it comes to education and public health informatics. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about the background and need, and then the overview of NICFI's Public Health Informatics Workforce Development Program, describe three projects that are within this program, and finally conclude about some recommendations to grow this overall field. So background and need. In 2007, Chuck Friedman presented at the FIN conference, and he talked about the need to really increase our workforce in public health informatics. Based upon the data from Census, they say we have approximately 2.6 million informatician computer science professionals. The American Public Health Association estimated we have approximately 500,000 individuals that are working within public health. So the question remains, Jeopardy, how many people are cross-trained in computer science and public health? Does anyone have an answer?
Seven.
71. We have seven. Well, this answer here might not necessarily even be correct, because at this point, we're not truly measuring it. We do not measure it in the census data. We still are defining what is the definition of it. So with this, it was an estimate that maybe we have 200, but the reality is, until we create certificate programs, degree programs, and start to really track and trace what is public health informatics as a career line, we truly don't know. So what is the need? Another compliment to Chuck Friedman. I heard that this was a napkin conversation where he was trying to figure out, well, what would we need as far as a workforce if we just had bare bones working at the federal, state, and local level? So he came up with an estimate that we need at least 1,000. Now, that doesn't include the fact that we need to have people working in universities to train these individuals, that we also need individuals to communicate and market the message that we have these programs, along with the fact of the more we go to an electronic means of electronic health records, HIEs, a variety of different initiatives, we need to fill all of those roles also. So this number is by far extremely low, but this is at bare bones minimum of what we need. So NICFI's External Workforce Development Program aims to address this gap in public health informatics. And we're trying to do that by three objectives. The first one is to develop a pipeline of certificate programs and also working with colleges and universities to establish programs in public health informatics. The second one is working with the existing workforce, educating our workforce about public health informatics. And finally, which is really cumulative of one and two, overall to really increase capacity. So I'm going to discuss three projects that are within this program. Two of them are cooperative agreement, and the third one is a little bit about the Finn Conference, which is another element of the overall program. And our partner, we have a variety of different partners, but I did want to acknowledge CDC's Office of Workforce and Career Development, Denise Koo's group, and Herman Tolentino, who we've been working very closely with on a lot of these projects. So the first project is the AMEA 10x10 program. It is a cooperative agreement with CDC NICFI, and we're currently going into the third year of our cooperative agreement. And the 10x10 stands for, they aim to have 10,000 informaticians by the year 2010. And we're working with them specifically on public health informatics. It's a certificate program that lasts approximately 6 to 10 weeks, depending upon which school you want to apply for. If you go visit the AMEA website for AMEA 10x10, there's a section describing the CDC program where we offer approximately 50 scholarships a year to state and locals. So for those of you out in the audience that are state and locals, or maybe you know someone who's working out in the field and you feel like they might be interested in this program and it could help their workplace, I would encourage you to apply and or to pass on the message to them. The courses are related to a couple of universities. We're working right now with University of Alabama, Chicago, and Oregon. We're also growing the program that there's other universities that AMEA is currently adding on to this overall project. At the end of the course, you do attend an AMEA conference, which is either fall or spring, depending upon which term you're taking the certificate program in. You earn a certificate, and you also get to meet a lot of other people that are entering the field and meet those that are really pioneers that are trying to grow the field. So it's a great way to really network. So I would encourage those of you to really apply. From the CDC side, I can say that we had approximately, at this point, 89 graduates of the program, and this is at the end of year two. And this upcoming year, we're really going to be working closely with AMEA to perform some evaluations, to look retrospectively, those that took the certificate program, what are they doing today, are they continuing, and what are some lessons learned that we can improve upon also. And this is just at a high level, a variety of different topics that might be in whatever certificate program through AMEA that you apply for. Each university is subcontracted to AMEA, so we do not dictate to the different universities of what they should teach, so they do have a lot of autonomy, although we'll be working with each one of them to really further tailor it to have a public health focus. A second cooperative agreement we have is with the Public Health Informatics Institute. There's a project called the Applied Public Health Informatics Curriculum Project. We're just one of the many partners that are involved with this arrangement. They're also working with Emory University with a curriculum specialist, Kathy Miner. Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is also one of the funders of this project. The Office of Workforce, Career, and Development at CDC. And then obviously within NICFI, we also are involved. And the purpose is to really create a curriculum framework to support schools of public health to increase capacity. And when this framework is completed, the plans are to share it with different universities in the hopes that they too will then develop it further to develop programs and certificate programs. In July, there was a forum that was held at PHII, which constituted a variety of different stakeholders, whether it be from the federal government, the state government, interest groups, and academia, to really discuss what are the core competencies for public health informatics and how does this link back to the types of courses that we need to teach. At the end of this two-day working meeting, we developed a skeleton of 10 courses that would be associated with a two-credit course. What was the scope of the course? How would we sequence it? And so it was a very interactive process. At the end of that two-day process, we now handed it over to the curriculum specialists. They're currently fine-tuning it, and it's a work in progress. But as more information is available, we will be releasing it. And as I mentioned earlier, CDC has a lot of acronyms. So NICFI is working with OWCD in conjunction to all of these workforce development efforts. And under Office of Workforce Career Development, they do have the Public Health Informatics Fellowship. So if you're interested in that or know someone who might be interested, I would encourage you to visit the exhibit hall, and there's information there about the fellowship. And finally, you're here at the Finn Conference. I hope every one of you are enjoying the Finn Conference. My team and division are the ones that are helping to support and sponsor it. I also would like to thank NACHO for our co-sponsorship this year. And two special thank yous. First is to Carrie Caddy, who works on my team, who has been very instrumental in all aspects of the conference. And then Jesse LaGrosse helped us to create the continuing education program for this conference. So if you need CEs, I would encourage you to apply. In the program book, there's information on how to apply. And so finally, I just want to reflect upon three things that I think are really important for the future needs of our workforce. The first one is the adoption of the curriculum. We can develop a curriculum, we can develop a skeleton, but then it really needs to be implemented. And that goes back to communication and grassroots efforts that we should be talking to each other, talking to our colleagues at all levels, from degree programs, certificate programs, to even just talking when you're at a dinner party to further educate other individuals of the importance of public health informatics. Secondly, we really need to develop job descriptions and job codes and standardize this field more so we can measure. Then when I ask how many people are trained in public health informatics, we can have an answer in the audience and someone can win a Jeopardy question someday. And then finally, the creation of a public health informatics competency test, an accreditation. And this would allow for really recognition of the field to be seen as an accredited field and a professional field. So how you, the audience, can get involved, I mentioned a couple of these things throughout the presentation. The first one is to visit the AMIA 10x10 site to learn more about the certificate program. We do offer scholarships for states and locals. It's a two-page essay and a form you have to fill out. The second one, stay tuned. You will be hearing more information from PHII in relation to their applied public health curriculum project. The CDC Informatics Fellowship, if you visit the exhibit hall, you can learn more information about that. And if you have any feedback to this conference, please, we encourage you to fill out the evaluation. We like to hear the good, the bad, the ugly, so we know what to improve upon in future years. And overall, just I encourage you to be an advocate in public health. I'm sure many of us, public health informatics was not the first field that we've entered. We've been in other areas where we realize grassroots is really important within public health, and that includes public health informatics. Thank you.